I'm Dr. Peggy Banks.
And I'm Babbie Mason. And I'm happy to be with you, Peggy. How are you today, my friend?
I am doing well, Babbie.
Me too.
It's so great that you're here with us again.
Great to be here.
And we are here at the table, just two women talking, inviting our listeners to come in and join us in some conversations.
Yes.
That we're having about topics that women are interested in and topics that we're seeing where the Bible really does give us some information and some help and some understanding.
Yes.
On how to persevere.
And we're finding, of course, this is not new to us, but this is a reminder that the truths of God are real and they're full of life.
Yes.
And they give us hope.
Mm-hmm.
And when we stand on the truths of God's word, we can navigate the storms of life.
Amen. And of course, the program is called Hope Has a Name. And so we want to remember that our hope is in Jesus Christ. And everything we talk about is, where can we find our hope? Where do we find our hope in suffering? How do we find our hope in waiting? We've had some really good discussions in the last couple shows, just asking those questions. And today, we're going to ask an interesting question about how do we find the hope in the middle of the race, in the middle of our walk with the Lord. Maybe God has given you a dream, or he's given you a desire, a vision, or a calling. And you've worked it a couple years, and now it's difficult. You're still not seeing the end of the race, and you're feeling like you want to quit.
Yes. Maybe you've started a business, or you've started a job, or you're newly married.
Yes.
You know, that's a race.
It is.
And can be a difficult race. When you first started, there was a lot of excitement.
Yes.
And you may have even had people around you that started with you.
Yes, yeah.
And then you got out in deep water,
mm-hmm.
and those that you thought would be with you, they're not there.
Exactly.
And you're in the middle of the challenge, the middle of the work,
right.
The middle of the marriage, the middle of the raising the kids by yourself.
Yeah.
You're in the middle.
Yeah.
But I found that God is a God in the middle.
Amen.
He is the same God at the beginning.
Yes.
And the same God at the end,
mm-hmm.
is the God of the middle.
That's right. So how do we persevere in the middle is what we want to talk about today.
I'm just reminded that the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11 and 12 and 13, where the Lord invites us. Mm-hmm. He's not a God that is afar off.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, come to me and pray to me.
Yes.
And I will answer you. So there's always an open door policy with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He is not putting us off. He's not giving us the stiff arm or the cold shoulder or the talk to the hand.
That's right.
But he is opening up the door of his heart, and he invites us to be intimate with him and to be close with him. And he says, come to me,
mm-hmm.
and pray to me, and I will answer you.
Yes.
So if you're looking for God in the middle, he says, come to me,
mm-hmm.
and pray to me,
mm-hmm.
and I will answer you.
Yes.
So if you are looking for hope, if you need hope, look for it.
That's right.
It's not far off.
That's right. And the praying, sometimes we wonder, well, what does that mean to pray to him? It's just talking to him. It's just asking, seeking him with your whole heart and saying, God, I don't understand what's going on. God, I need you here. God, please show me how to persevere. Give me strength today. Because the Bible does say that if we wait on the Lord, our strength will be renewed, right? We will be able to, we'll have wings of eagles. And so if we continue to seek after him and ask him, just talk to him.
And, you know, I think we get anxiety and fear, those things set in when we look too far down the road.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so let me just, I just want to encourage you, Peggy, and encourage our listener to look at what is in front of you right now.
Yeah.
And not so far down the road, because when we look far down the road and we don't see what's around the bend,
mm.
then we get anxious, we get afraid,
mm-hmm.
we wonder if God will provide.
Yes,
you know, will he come through for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, oftentimes I'll see he came through for her.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, a lot sooner than he's coming for you.
Thank
right?
you. And will he come through for
yes,
me?
Yes, right.
But I found it to be true. That if I, some days it's not about putting one foot in front of the other. Some days it's about just standing still,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and seeing the salvation of the Lord, the mm-hmm. Bible says.
Yes.
But finding that he is true to his word.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. That's so true. So who can we, what are some examples of that you see in the Bible?
Oh my goodness. I know the story of Joseph.
Yes. Yeah.
Joseph was, he just got a litany mm-hmm. of things that went wrong for him. Mm-hmm. He found himself in the middle of a lot of messes. Mm-hmm. He was sold into slavery. He was thrown into a pit by his brothers.
Right. Nice family.
Thank you. Thank you, brothers.
Yeah.
And then he was sold into slavery. He went from the pit to Potiphar's house. Mm. And then he went from there to jail, to prison. And he was convicted of a crime that he didn't commit.
Right.
And isn't that just, that's just life.
But it all started with him having a dream that God gave him, a vision of a ministry, of a work that he was going to do, and then telling his brothers, and his brothers were angry about that and put him in the pit. So it started with this idea, this calling, if you will, this dream that God gave him. And so I wonder about some of us today, you know, even if we're new to our faith and we see this picture of God saying, you know, I remember I was sitting on the patio after coming to know Christ and only walking maybe not even a year and seeing this picture of helping women find hope and healing in Jesus, seeing this picture in my time of prayer in my mind of women coming into an office where they're talking to me about. And so I knew that there was this calling that God was that put on my life to speak hope into the life of women. It culminated maybe 20 something years later, you know, but that first picture, gave me hope.
And you
to
held
take
on that to
next
that.
Step. Yeah. And that's
for,
what happened with
for years you held on
yes,
to that.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And there were very difficult times in ministry as a Christian.
Yes.
So I think about Joseph. There were probably times when he wondered if God had left him and if that dream was really true.
And you feel that desperation when you read his story. He said, you know, to another prisoner, "Hey, man, you're getting ready to get out.
That's right.
Put in a good word for me."
That's right.
And the man forgot
him. Yes, that's right.
He forgot about him. And maybe you feel today, you know, that maybe you've been forgotten. Mm-hmm. Well, God has not forgotten about you.
That's right.
God has not forgotten about you. And if we can remember that God has a plan for us, He knows that hope, that dream that we've hidden in our heart. You know, that I've always wanted to be a singer and always wanted to stand up for people and encourage people with music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God's plan for you is bigger than the plan you have for yourself.
Amen. That's so true.
Isn't
he
that
sees
good?
So much. He can do so much more.
Yes.
The power of God, when it's in us, can do so much more than we could ever think or imagine.
That's right.
Yeah. Our limited vision is so small compared to His.
And you have gifts and talents that you don't even know you have.
That's right. That's right.
And that's why I love living for the Lord, because even in the middle of a difficult marriage or a difficult job or in the middle of raising kids that are difficult, in the middle of difficulty, I know that God he's got my back. I know that his plan for me is bigger than I can hope, dream, or imagine. And that gives me the strength to keep pressing on, to keep walking, to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And in a little while, our faith becomes sight. What we hope for becomes a reality.
Yes.
And even if it's a glimpse of a reality, as a singer, all I needed to know was that one person was blessed. That's all I needed.
Yes, right.
That's all I needed was just to know that one person, some little lady on the front row.
Yes.
You know, just came
there
to me.
There was a purpose for you to be there.
That there was a purpose for what I was doing.
Yes. And sometimes as we mature, we may not know, but still have to believe that there is a purpose, even though we may not have that report that somebody was blessed by your music or blessed by a teaching or something like that. And that's where the perseverance happens in our heart to trust that God's word is true.
And we look at the story of Joseph, and finally he was a recipient of great favor. And God did in his life something that was far greater than Joseph could ever imagine. And that's the hope that we have in Christ, is that Ephesians 3:20 hope, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that's at work within us.
Yes, exactly. You know, one of the things I love is that, Babbie, you have written a small little book. It's just a 30-day devotional called I Am a Daughter of the Most High King. And in each of these devotions, they talk about the different topics that we've been talking about on Hope Has a Name. And one of the devotions discusses this idea of having hope in the middle. You see the story of Joseph here in this very short devotion that you give. But I love the title of this devotion is Keep Your Hopes Up, right? Because it's difficult when we are faced with the wall in running a marathon and there's everyone hits it at some point, or we're faced with a discouragement in ministry or marriage or job, or like you mentioned, or even our health, or as we start to age and we get discouraged and discontented, thinking our life and ministry is over. But how can we keep our hopes up during those times?
Well, one way that I keep my hopes up is to keep the Word of God in me, mm-hmm. and to keep His Word before me, mm-hmm. and to hide His Word in my heart. Because, you know, the Bible tells us in John 10, Jesus said, it's a red letter passage, He says that we do have an enemy, mm-hmm. and He has one purpose, and that is to steal from us, to steal our hopes, to steal our dreams, mm-hmm. to kill that seed of a dream that's on the inside of us and destroy our future. Mm-hmm. But Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And the New Living Translation says this, Jesus says, I've come that you might have rich and satisfying life.
Amen.
I love that.
So, Babbie, at the end of our show today, I'd like to pray for those who are listening today. And maybe there is a dream in their heart or in their life, and they've been persevering and pursuing that dream that God has given them, that calling that's on their life, but maybe they're caught in the middle right now and they're wanting to give up. So would you pray for our listeners today where they are and that they would be encouraged?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. And we do thank you, God, that in the middle of a storm, in the middle of a marriage, in the middle of a disease, or the middle of a family challenge, that you are right there. You never leave us, nor do you forsake us, but you're with us even until the end of the age. Will you encourage that one today who is in the middle of a difficult challenge and remind them that they are never alone because you are with them. Thank you for this time that we are able to share together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining with us today. We'll meet you next time around the table.
And we'll look forward to it.
God bless you.
Bye.
Hope has a name. The name has a face. And when you look